Yeah. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, Happy New Year! I hope everybody out there listening is off to a roaring start. I like to think that if you're tuning in, you are interested in taking your health seriously, possibly even taking it to the next level, whatever that may be for you, because optimal health is different for all of us. And it just really comes down to what you want to accomplish in your world of healthy living. I have had an opportunity this week to talk with several people because, you know, they've been through the holidays and they're not feeling very good and they have an idea of what I do. And I have to tell you that I don't want anybody to be fooled by what they're doing. And that seems to be part of the process of people's thinking and why they stay in their habits. I can't tell you how many people have expressed to me, well, I don't eat that bad, or I don't eat this, or I don't eat that, or I do drink some water, but it's really, it boils down to, it's not what you're not doing, but it's what you are doing. And until we're really ready to take a look, a cold hard look, like an honest to goodness look at what we're doing, that has to happen before you're ready to make a change. And that is just something that I want to express, that I don't want this to come off harsh or like I'm a know-it-all, because, oh my goodness, do I not know it all, for sure. But I just have a real passion to awaken people to the fact that things don't have to be how they are, and we really do have an opportunity to change them. But being in denial about what we're doing and expecting different results than what we have, that is the place that we really have to connect and be willing to look at that stuff, because this is the fact. If you're not where you want to be, there are reasons for that. And those reasons truly boil down to lifestyle habits, things that you're doing in your life on a day-to-day basis, choices that you're making over and over and over. They have brought you, just like they brought me, they've brought you to exactly where you are in this moment. The great news about that is that it is possible to change things. If you are in a place that you're not happy about where you're at, and let's just say, for instance, I'm going to use me for an example. There were so many times in my life that I woke up and I was just, I'm pretty over this. I've been heavy for so long and really wanted to make a change. But my focus and my goal was always on weight loss. It was never on what I could do to turn that around. And I was always very not real positive about my situation. I do think that I was kind of blaming. It was my circumstances. It was always a reason why. But when I started to be able to learn the different things that it took to turn things around. And the small things that I could do that started to yield very big results, that's when my mind started getting on board with my healthy change. So you have to really be willing to take a look and think about what you're doing and really learn. And I didn't know it all at all in the beginning. I had a lot of the things I didn't have any idea about, but it comes down to really starting to learn how to make some changes in what we're doing. The really cool thing is it doesn't take long at all for our body to start responding. And one of the things that was most helpful for me was learning how to eat just small meals every 2 to 3 hours and really focus on a main meal every day of eating what I call my lean and green, because basically it's going to be some lean protein and some non-starchy vegetables. And just having that was really cool because I got to worry about that and I could focus on that. And I could have that as simple as I wanted it to be, as plain as running into Walmart and grabbing a rotisserie chicken and a bag of salad, to really making more of a gourmet, spending a lot of time in the kitchen meal, to doing something in the crock pot, doing it casserole style. And I can do lean and green so many different ways now because I've learned over time how to incorporate it into my life. And I've learned over time too what that portion looks like. And just talk about that for a moment. Portion control is so important, and I didn't have any idea ever in my life. I really was, this is, you know, some of the things that I've talked about this week with people. I had no idea how important portion control was when it comes to balancing out our blood sugar and keeping our insulin level balanced, because I just assumed one of those things that I was in denial about. I assumed that as long as I was eating healthy food, just that I was fine, that I was doing the best thing for my body. I had no idea that you could overeat healthy things. I just always thought if it was quality, quantity didn't matter, but it really does when it comes to our insulin. So that being said, learning for me to be able to fuel my body in a way to where it brought my blood sugar back to baseline, that was an absolute game changer. And it's just really one of those things too that I feel like I can talk about it all day long, and I can talk about the freedom within the structure of eating and how it's just really helped to catapult me into a whole new life that I've never known. But until you really experience that, it's hard to imagine. And that's what I love about when I work with people. They really don't have any idea how freeing it can be to be at that spot where you're not hungry, you're not being driven by cravings, you have a ton of energy, and you just feel great. And that was when I was sold. That was the game changer for me when I started to realize that I didn't have all this banter in my head driving me to go eat junk. I felt so good and so full of energy, and it was unlike anything I had ever experienced. So that's one of the reasons that I decided to really learn about what I was doing, really practice taking my health to the next level, which, by the way, we're never done with that. It's a journey, and it's a lifelong thing. And when I reach my next goal, I'm going to really have another goal to go after, because that's one of the things that I found too, is that by fueling those goals and having those goals to focus on and just being able to keep that in the forefront of why I do what I do, why I might pass on that hot fudge sundae, why I might pass on those potato chips, because it's more important to me to reach my goals. Because what I find in doing that too, it gives other people permission to reach their goals. And you don't even have to want to go out and be, you don't have to be a personal trainer, or you don't have to be a health coach or anything like that. But just in the world that you're in, just making some healthier choices will have a ripple effect on those around you. And so I really want to encourage people to do that. And we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to talk about a few things when we come back from the break, though. I want to talk a little bit about, oh my gosh, this is a time, I don't know how many people you know, you look around and everybody's sick and hacking and, you know, flu here, pneumonia there. But we're going to talk a little bit about, I got some top 10 tips for building that immune system. And I got a couple other things up my sleeve too that I'd like to share. But you are listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we'll be right back after the break. This is Live 95, Coleman's Own Independent Radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, you better check it out. You better check out everything I say. So what I want to express is that without our health, we really have nothing. And my goal is to help you place health at the center of your life. And without health in the center, then it's hard to have success, financial rewards, happiness. It's hard to travel. It's hard, you know, your kids wear you out, and family. All those things exist as spokes off of a healthy life, and you'll enjoy everything much more if you're not sidelined with medications and medical bills and doctor visits down the road. And especially if you can get up and you do exactly what you want to do instead of be burdened by health issues. So one of the things that's happening at the moment is lots of sickness and flu out there. And you know, I'm no physician by any means, but I do have a theory on it. And I've had this theory for a couple of years now that isn't it funny that this time of year is cold and flu season, but it's also the time of year that we start ingesting so much more sugar and carbohydrates, starting with October, with Halloween, and it just seems to escalate from there. And I just can't help but feel that they kind of go hand in hand. And I think it would be so interesting, just for the heck of it, and I know we can't do it because of, you know, it's Jesus's birthday, is Christmas and all of that, but it would be so interesting just to try an experiment and shift our holiday season and see if our flu season still coincides with that. Or if our flu season moves to, I don't know, let's say June, July, and August, because the sugar intake was raised in June, July, and August, where our new holiday season would be. And I've thought about that for a long time and just can't help but feel that they go hand in hand. So we're going to talk about some top 10 tips for building a strong immune system. So first and foremost, and we've had this topic on the show before, sleep. Make sure you get enough sleep. Most adults need 7 to 8 hours a night. And if you have trouble sleeping, you know, forget about counting sheep. Instead, make time for some exercise during the day and cut that caffeine off earlier in the day. I definitely know for myself, if I'm having something that's got caffeine in it after 3 o'clock, I have trouble sleeping that night. So I really try to just keep that to something in the morning if I have it at all. And not only does sleep help, it really also gives your immune system a great boost. And we call it nature's nurse, because it does so much. And another good tip about that is, if you're a late night eater, just try to not have something really big at night, because one of the things I learned about that is, instead of doing what our body, the natural process of what sleep provides for us, of going through and restoring our cells and doing all those amazing things it does, if it's busy, if our body's busy trying to digest, you know, a bloom and onion and a big steak and a potato and all that stuff, it can't rebuild like it needs to rebuild overnight. So you're really just kind of cheating yourself. So tip number two, breathe deeply. Learn how to breathe deeply with just some basic breathing exercises. Oxygen is our primary source of energy, and a lack of it is a contributing factor to major illnesses, including respiratory conditions, cancer, heart disease, digestive problems, and even aching joints. So I just want everyone right now, I want you to just take a deep breath, and I want you to focus on bring that into your belly. It feels so different than just that chest breathing that we normally do. So ready? Breathe it in. And let that out. Does that feel different? You're also, too, another really good thing to do if you remember to breathe, which is really a great thing to get in the habit of taking in some of those deep breaths every day. One of the things that I've learned, too, is that you can let that air out and feel like you've exhaled all the way, but there's still air in there. There's still some of that stale air in there. So you could even push harder, and even you can even laugh and let that out by going, woo! And that helps you get all that stale air out. So eat less sugar. Tip number three, what we were just talking about. Simple sugars may create a sluggish immune system when it comes to fighting bacteria. Eat snacks that are low in sugar, or substitute healthy sweeteners that contain vitamins and minerals such as plant-based stevia, organic brown rice syrup, or molasses. Always a good tip. And I've always found myself that those things don't derail me. Those unrefined sweeteners don't derail me in my food choices like regular sugar does. So four, increase your intake of plant-based foods. So you want to try to have some more fruits and vegetables, even things like sunflower seeds and garlic, many fruits and vegetables that contain vitamin C and ginger, just really trying to focus and bring in more of that plant-based stuff. It's easier for your body, too, than all that processed food. One of the suggestions, number five, is eat fermented foods. So cultured foods such as yogurt or miso or kimchi, or if something big in the South is sauerkraut. And that will also, you can add a probiotic to your daily routine also that will help. Six, I don't recommend it right now, but spend some time outdoors. Vitamin D, if you can't do that, you could always take a high quality vitamin D supplement. But vitamin D is readily available through exposure to the sun, yet it's also found in very few foods. So vitamin D can really help. Number seven, you want to stay away from some of those things like alcohol, too much caffeine. Even consider if you've got a high dairy diet, you can even cut back on the dairy to try to boost your immune system too. So number eight, increase your antioxidants. And one way to do that is to drink more tea, some wild blueberries, green tea, even the dark chocolate that has the 70% or higher rating on it. Number nine, relieve stress. A byproduct of stress is a suppressed immune system. So we need to have a show on that again. One of the things that I love is laughter, and laughter is a dynamite tool for boosting your immune system. And no doubt, too, it makes the world a much better place. And number 10, have fun. Make time for friends and family. Most important of all, make time for your social life. Studies say that people with a rich, satisfying social life are healthier and less prone to disease. So take care of yourself.
And number 11, listen to Path Changers on Live 95.
Listen.
And number 12, buy a radio station.
Number 12 is to be in action and do these things, not just listen. That's where the disconnect is. Because knowing what to do and doing them is two different things. And if you need help getting some things in your life moving forward, reach out to me. You can always email me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. You can always probably call the station here. Just reach out or come see us Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., Red Door Cafe, because we got a fun group. We hang out and we talk about healthy living and we practice it, which is key. So that's it. I hope everyone is having a great new year. Keep those resolutions because you and your health are worth it. And we will see you next week. Chad Oppel will be back with us. And thanks for tuning in. Have a great night. Stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. He's up next. Bye, guys.
Spent a lot of time on this. The investigation.